The firstborn that did not get transformed. Luke, chapter 15, verses 25-32. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 25-32. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, "What was going on? Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found." A church pastor said this when he was passing away. "I tried to change the world when I was in my 20s. So I ran around a lot with passion. But when I looked back when I got to my 40s, I realized that it was actually hard to change. Even the close neighbors could not even imagine about changing the world at all. From then onwards, I began to pray to God for our neighbors, for God to change them. But when I looked back in my past, when I look back on the last 20 years, I could not even change my neighbors, but I realized that I myself did not change at all as well. So I began to pray for myself, for God to change me again. One day, when I was praying like that, my eyes of my heart were opened. Once my eyes of my heart got opened, I learned what the power to change the neighbors and the world really was. I realized that it was me that had to be changed first of all rather than anything else." He made this kind of confession. That is so right. The main figure that needs to be changed at first is myself. My heart and my soul need to be changed first. When we have not changed, how would we able to ask others to change? When I change, our families change, our neighbors change, and our surroundings change, which are related to me. Jacob was like that. His socket of his hip was broken in front of Jabbok River. Through this, he was able to experience God personally, and his original character had changed. After that, Jacob the wanderer changed to a victor called Israel. His perspectives changed and his views of the world changed as well. Before he got changed, he always complained about the fact that he was always a victim. He had this deep resentment in him. "Why is my elder brother trying to kill me after selling me the right of the firstborn? I have not taken my uncle's belongings away from him. I have become a rich man in a confident way, but why is my uncle trying to get me?" Before Jacob got changed, he always thought that he was a victim. So he always thought about his situations with resentment and complaints. He viewed all things from his own standards and from his point of view. Until then, his name was Jacob, which meant a wanderer. It seemed that he was successful, but in fact, he was very anxious and worried. He always felt that someone was chasing after him. This Jacob met God and got changed. After that, he realized that he himself was an assailant. He realized that he was the one that made his brother Esau's life to be wasted for 20 years and live in outrageous anger. When he did not think about it in his point of view, but in his brother's point of view, he began to understand that he was not a victim but an assailant. From then onwards, he did not call himself as Jacob, but Israel. In other words, this means a victor. When this kind of change was going through in his heart, his twisted relationships were restored. The title, position, status in society, or because of the reputation, our action would probably be controlled, but our natural characteristics do not change. Things do not really appear obviously in normal times, but when situations change, have a look at our desires, true intentions that try to burst out from us. We get to know sexual desires, anger, hatred and jealousy and so on, these characteristics are still in us. The firstborn son that came up in our main passage was like that. Because of the young son that came back home, the father was so joyous, full of joy. It was the father's heart. But the elder son did not consider about the father's heart and even, he was furious towards his father. He even left a scar in his father's heart. He was a prodigal son in family. Rather than the younger son, who actually committed a lot of sins with his body and repented and came back home, the elder son caused his father's heart to suffer and ache, even though his body lived with his father together. Who actually is the firstborn son here? It is a person that says that he or she lives in God, but does not understand the heart of God. Even though the firstborn son lived in faith, he did not have faith that was mature. He made scars in his father's heart, and the firstborn son here refers to a Christian that has not been changed. In Romans, chapter 8, verse 8, says, "Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God." It refers to a person that belongs to the world. A person that belongs to the world is controlled by the sinful nature and cannot please God. The firstborn was with the father but could not understand the heart of the father. It is what a person that belongs to the world is like. The firstborn that causes pain in the father's heart refers to a Christian that has not been changed. Through changes, the firstborn needs to have three kinds of scars healed. Changes healing the anger. Let us read verse 28 together. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. Here it says, the older brother became angry. Who is this person angry about now? This person is angry towards the father. The younger brother returned, which his father was really pleased about, but the older brother could not understand it at all. Also, the older brother did not forgive the younger brother that came back after having failures. The firstborn that pours his anger onto his father, he is actually making a big mistake, which he would not be excused. Anger causes our lives to be devastated. Anger opens a pathway for Satan's to sneak in. Anger becomes an obstacle for the answer to the prayers to come to us. Anger causes our souls, bodies, and spirits to become ill. Anger causes our thoughts to be paralyzed, and makes us not to distinguish what is right and wrong. Anger causes destruction in three kinds of ways. First of all, our own lives get destroyed. When we do not forgive someone, when we are filled with anger, rage towards someone, after all, our own lives get devastated. I heard that Hitler's main reason for his downfall in the Second World War was because of his anger. Hitler actually had a really smart brain and insightful capabilities. But he was hot-tempered. He became angry quite often. So, some people found it hard to deal with him. Because of his anger, while he was having a difficult war with England and France, his team fought brutally. They attacked Soviet Union as well. But this turned out to be his mistake, which he would not be able to turn it back. This turned out to be his biggest mistake in his lifetime. Also, when the combined force tried to land on Normandy area, if Hitler's team was able to reroute these Soviet Union force to that area, they could have stopped them from coming in. But the people could not dare waking Hitler up while he was asleep. They just could not do anything, because they were fearful of Hitler. After Hitler woke up, it was already after the combined force landed on Normandy area. That became a critical reason for Germany to lose in this battle. Secondly, anger destroys the relationships with others. Have a look at the first king Saul. Because he had a twisted relationship with David, they became enemies to each other. Saul tried to kill his son-in-law, chased after him like a crazy dog. At the end, his life brutally ended. Thirdly, anger destroys the relationship with God. When Moses crossed the wilderness, there was no water. So people complained to him. God told him to hit the stone once. But because of the people that complained to him, even little things bothered them, Moses got really angry because of them. So Moses hit the stone twice, not once. Because of this, Moses' mission ended. His mission could not be completed. He only could look at the land of Canaan from the wilderness. As a result, like this, anger destroys all kinds of relationships. The firstborn saw the younger brother who returned back ill and failed. He could not understand the father's heart that was really pleased just because his son got back. Instead, the firstborn was angry. This is what a Christian that has not been changed is like. Anger must be healed, no matter whatever reason lies behind it. Anger makes our hearts to be devastated, and it scars the others as well. There was a reason that the firstborn got angry. Because there was no sense of belonging, he got really angry. Verse 29 says, "But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.'" He felt left out, so got angry. The firstborn got angry because he did not think and consider the father's heart. He did not think in his father's view. The father was overwhelmed just with the fact that his son got back. But the firstborn could not understand that. He only thought about the ethical things. He felt left out because he could not understand the father's heart that was full of joy just because his son returned home. This is what an immature Christian is like. This kind of person does not have changes. When faith is not mature, we are unable to please God. Mature faith or mature character thinks not in our own perspectives, but think first of all in God's perspective. Then we get to understand and consider others. This is what a Christian should be like, who have been changed. Change is about restoring the broken love. Verse 30 says, "But when the son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." Because the elder son compared himself to his younger brother, he lost love. He compared himself to his younger brother and got so angry. In the Bible, Cain was like that. When he gave sacrifice, when his younger brother Abel's one was accepted, and his one was not accepted, Cain got so angry. He compared what he had with his brother's. He did not think about the fact that he made a mistake and God did not accept it. He just merely compared his things to his brother's. And he became so angry. That anger made him to murder his own brother. Do not compare yourselves to others. Someone had a fight with a spouse because she compared her husband to other men. This couple is so foolish. Grace is restoring the broken love. Being able to understand the hurt heart of the father is the proof that you are changed. But the firstborn did not even try to understand it. Selfish ways of thinking and living, this means that this person belongs to the world. He or she is a child of God, but the one that has not experienced the grace. Are we not like that at times as well? We think that what we do is perfect, but we criticize about others' flaws and weaknesses. Don't we judge others like that? Are we not so selfish just like the firstborn? The real change complements forgiveness. Have a look at the firstborn that judges his younger brother. "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." The firstborn complained to his father and judged his younger brother. He did not forgive his younger brother, who returned home after all the perilous journeys. But we need to know this. Forgiveness seems that we are doing something great and something merciful to others. But actually this is for us to enjoy freedom from pain. A lady called Corydon Boom, just because she allowed a Jew that was fleeing away from the war to hide, she was put in a Nazi detention center. After all the agony, her entire family got killed and she was the only one that lived till the end. After the war, She became an evangelist and went all over the world to spread the gospel of forgiveness. Wherever she went and talked about the message of forgiveness, amazing things happened. Countless people were touched. One day, after the night session, she was handshaking with the people. The moment she saw an old man, she felt like her blood was flowing the opposite way. That man was the one that tortured her family and caused them to die. That person was the one that gave her family really hard time. At that moment, she cried out, "God, I can forgive everyone but not this person." She cried out inside her. At that moment, she heard the voice of the Lord. "To save that person even, I died on the cross." At that moment, she held his hands and forgave him. At that moment, she felt so happy. She confessed later that when she forgave him, that was her happiest moment in her entire life. When we forgive others, we receive true freedom. Thirdly, change is about restoring the forgotten gratefulness. Let us read verse 31 together. "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours." The firstborn child lived with the father. Even though everything the father owned was his, but when the father killed the young calf, the son got so furious and was so upset. The son forgot all about giving thanks. Giving thanks becomes a base for realizing about grace. When we do not know about grace, we do not know about happiness. The more unaware the people are about how grateful they are, the more unaware the people are about how happy they are. The more ungrateful people are, people tend to be more selfish and self-centered. The eldest son forgot all about giving thanks. He had everything that his father owned, but did not know about giving thanks. The more people are unaware of giving thanks, they are not satisfied with themselves and they do not know how to consider others. People like these have resentment and complaints. People that know to give thanks are the ones that are happy. When we look at this society, what we can see is that not always the people that have more are the ones that help others who are less fortunate, and it does not mean that the people that have more help others. In fact, people that are less fortunate and who are not that well off tend to share more with others. In the past, there was a news article about the old lady who had 89 million Korean wons in her possession. That was all she owned. She was a garbage collector and she made a will saying that once I die, please share this money in my home deposit among the poorer people than me. She put out all that amount of money for the people that were less fortunate than her. In fact, she was not well off at all, but she still had a heart for others. There are so many people out there that have a lot of wealth. But there are so many people out there that are corrupted, too. They had a lot of possessions but their names were famous for being corrupted. Is this a beautiful life? The younger son got back home thinking of his father, after spending his life away from home. The elder son was in a house with his father, but he could not please his father. He even scarred his father and hurt him. Is not this like you and me, who are not yet unchanged, and who are still immature? My dear family in Christ, the true transformation happens after being healed completely. After understanding the love of Father and living a life of giving thanks. The heart of God, endless loving Father, does not ask about your past. He is pleased with you when you are back, even though you have lost all, and came back with empty hands. The elder son criticized and judged his younger brother who returned home. His younger brother nearly died when he was away from home, but the elder son did not forgive his younger brother. It is like us, who are selfish, who do not know about the true transformation and grace. Faith is about change. It is about me being transformed and changed, inside out, completely. When I change, our families change, our neighbors change, and all the things around me change as well. Again, today, like Paul that met the Lord in Damascus, through real changes, I hope you will become a true witness of Jesus. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.